With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm going to share something with you now. You're going to think I'm absolutely crazy. But this is a thing that's happening with me that I can't put my finger on. I'm hoping, like, there's somebody out there. You know when you bring up weird things? You hope that there's, you know, on the show there's people that'll call. Be like, oh, that same thing happens to me. Like, I'm hoping for that. Because I'm legitimately losing my mind. So I have like this restriction phobia thing that's going on where I bought shoes that offline that from a company that I've always bought shoes from. And so I know what the size is that I bought and I got that because I like the way they look that are tight on my feet. And because they're tight on my feet, I have like claustrophobia about it, and it's starting to make me lose my mind. I am sitting here right now with my shoes completely off and my pants rolled up. And if you think I'm kidding, I haven't told you this. Look, because I'm losing my mind and I'm starting to have like claustrophobia anxiety because my feet are restricted.
Here we go again, boys.
What do you mean? What? Because I don't understand what you're talking about.
Cuckoo,
I'm not.
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
Well, I'm not going to go start stealing from people.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, we've had, you know, I've been around a lot of cuckoo-ness. And this is
you're
like,
not helping
right
me.
There. I mean, I don't know what you want me to tell you.
I vaguely get this if I'm in a hotel where they do the tuck with the sheets.
Yeah.
And I have that restriction on the feet,
but
not
like,
on my shoes.
And I've been getting, and ever since I had these shoes, it's like unlocked all of this for me now. Like, and I could take, like, I kind of want to take my pants off. And I'm not kidding. Like, this is serious. You're laughing at me, but it's serious.
Well, maybe we could do some liposuction on your fat feet.
It's not, my feet aren't fat. That has nothing to do with that.
Shoes are tight.
I mean, I think this is more mental than anything, like, at all. I mean, I think it's got to be something else that's going on with me.
Just leave your pants on.
I might have to take them off.
No.
I wish I brought some shorts with me. Do you have any shorts in your office? I might have to sit here in my boxers. I'm serious. I'm telling you right now, this is not a radio. I am losing my mind. Like the last couple segments, like I've been like, should I take my shoes off? I untied my shoes and I started walking around that way. And then like if you notice, I left in the break twice. I was walking. I was trying to calm myself down. It's a claustrophobia thing. And I'm like, I don't know what it's, where it's coming from or what, but like it's real. And you know what I also did today was a big problem. I wore thick socks because I thought I was gonna be dealing with snow. Now you put the thick sock into the tight shoe, and I'm basically I want to jump off the building.
You know, okay? That flannel shirt looks a little tight too.
Stop! Don't even do that to me.
I'll tell you. Let's go to Jim in Middletown. Jim, how can you help my partner?
Gio.
Yeah.
Gio, you got to be able to put your big toe on top of the toe next to it, or you will go bonkers.
Yeah.
You can't get shoes that are tight. It'll make you crazy.
Does it make you crazy too?
Oh, good God, 100%.
Yeah, see?
You walk around barefoot in a construction site.
See?
Can't do it.
Right? See?
Yeah. He sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
I know, it's a problem.
You got to get shoes like a half size too big. Then once they break in, you feel like you're walking around in like light boats. But what are you going to do? You got to be able to move your toes.
I know.
Got to move your toes.
It's a thing. It's all definitely right. A thing out there. I need people to like.
I'll tell you what, you want to
share this craziness with me?
You want to go get a pedicure?
Do I want to get a pedicure?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I don't want to. I don't think that'll help.
Okay.
I need like anxiety medication or something.
You can get like a calf massage.
Where's Gallo? Maybe he's got some edibles.
I mean, I do. I have been taking the CBD to help me calm down lately.
What if, to help you get over this, we wrap you up like a mummy?
No, my God. No, I swear to God, I'd rather die.
When did this start?
I've always been kind of claustrophobic, but it's gotten really bad over the last couple of weeks.
And you're thinking that the shoes were the impetus to this?
I don't know, man. I wish I could put my finger on it.
And by the way, this is the first I'm hearing about this.
I keep these things from you. I keep all my mental issues from you. Because you're gonna like, because you do the cuckoo thing, you know.
I'm sorry.
And then you're like, and then I feel like less of a man.
Well, I didn't mean that. I mean, I
was and you just... go like cuckoo, and then I'm like, oh, great. See, this is exactly what I was thinking. I didn't want to hear.
Down this road before, but at least you're sharing it with me.
Yeah,
I could try to help.
I mean, could you try to help? I don't think you can. But like, I'm not just, sure you're just, equipped you know to help.
No, well.
You're like, you know,
here's,
like,
here's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm good. You want to take your pants off? I'm good with that. I'm supporting you. I want to be supportive.
Yeah.
I want to help you feel it. Just take your pants off.
I will on the break. I'm not going to take them off on TV.
But you can take them off right now.
I don't want to take them off
on
right now.
You just took your shoes and you rolled up.
Yeah, but nobody can see that. Nobody can see that.
Okay.
But I'll take them off in the break and I'll sit here in my boxers.
All right. Just take your pants off.
I've got them rolled up.
I know you do. That's what I'm saying.
This is what happens at home.
It's amazing how big your calves are.
I don't have big calves.
Well, maybe it's just fat calves.
No, not at all.
Well, maybe it's just the pants are tight.
So those calves are fine. Look at my calves.
They look tight.
Stop saying tight.
All right.
Because then everything's coming off. There's times I want to rip my skin off, I swear. Susan in Connecticut. Hello, Susan.
Hi, Gia. This is Susan. I'm a social worker. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Well, I'm actually not doing okay. I'm freaking out. I'm having a panic attack. But yes, hello, Susan. How are you?
Good. So I think there's another part of your life you feel like you can't control, and you're just kind of transferring it to your clothes and your shoes.
Could be the Jordan Davis thing.
I don't think it's the Jordan Davis thing.
Yeah, probably unsports related. Probably more personal.
Like, could your wife and kids be suffocating you?
No.
How about your mother-in-law?
No. My family's healthy and
how about Frenchie?
Happy and everything.
How about Frenchie?
No, I've got great friends and everything else.
All right.
There's got to be something. It's kind of weird to suddenly have that.
But I've always kind of been claustrophobic. You know what I'm saying? I mean, maybe, I don't know. Could it be like a midlife thing? I'm about to turn 40 and I'm like, I'm thinking about that and halfway through the life and that whole crisis situation. Going to be something like that?
That might be it.
You were talking about liposuction yesterday.
Yeah, but that
has
nothing
to do. You're talking about being 40 and maybe a midlife crisis and feeling like you can't control getting older and stuff.
I think that there is something to that. There is something to it. I don't know. Like, I just, yeah. I'm also thinking, like, we're, you know, this is, our family is complete, and this is our lives, and this is it, and that's great, and that's a positive thing. But I'm also, I'm thinking, there's a dog in the background there, barking.
Yeah, yeah.
We have four dogs, yeah.
Oh, all right, very good. We've got two dogs. Yeah. But
I think you should just take your pants off.
I will in the break. I told you I will. And maybe it'll help me.
I mean, but that's a short-term fix. What's next? You're on these...
No. I wouldn't do that. But I could. There's a chance I'll be sitting here in my undershirt and my boxers. You're laughing, but I'm serious,
no,
man.
No, it's just the way you're saying it.
I'm telling you, I'm going to have to go back in a break. I got to take that. I brought CBD with me today. So that helps me calm down.
Now, that helps? Does
it
that
does.
Mean,
it actually
really?
Does. Yeah, it does. It calms me down.
Okay, so you and I
are
kind of like going out to lunch today.
I know.
Are we going to be okay with this? Do I need to warn anybody?
I don't know. Maybe that has something to do with it, too. I don't know.
You'll be fine. Just go down into the subway and head up to wherever you guys are going. You'll be...
Yeah, right. Maybe that has something to do with it.
Really? Just going to lunch?
I don't know. I don't know. Like, if I've been away from home for too long, too, I'm getting nervous.
Well, here's a guy that's got a good idea. Brian, what's happening, Brian,
hey, Brian.
In New City?
Hey, fellas.
Hey, man.
Gio, how you doing?
What's up?
Well, I'm doing great. I don't know about my partner.
Yo, G, I hear, I listen to you guys every morning. I hear your voice changing over the last 3 minutes, 5 minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I hear it, right? So I called, because I was in Disney World like 2 years ago, and my fiance and I were in a ride, and I was always someone that quietly, you know, inside, I would never make fun of anybody, but I heard of mental things like claustrophobia and panic attacks, and I'm like, come on, I'm like, get a man up,
right?
Live your life. Life is hard. I get it. And she looked at me with this like, oh my God, the ride is restricting me. I'm freaking out. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh yeah, now I'm freaking out. And that set me off on a month of exactly what you're going through.
Yeah, this restriction anxiety thing, right?
Yeah. So.
How'd you fix it?
Okay, so here it is, man. To cut to the chase, it's going to sound ridiculous. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a psychologist. But if you take three big, deep breaths with your nose and out of your nose, it's really important, mm-hmm. not your mouth. But you take three deep breaths, hold it in for a few seconds, slowly exhale out of your nose, and then another deep breath, and you do a few of those, you'll calm your parasympathetic nervous system, and that's ultimately what's driving the psychology behind claustrophobia. Of course, it's mental. It's got nothing to do with your feet.
Right, exactly.
You're not claustrophobic on your body because of your feet. You're not taking your pants off. But I get that feeling. I really do, man. I empathize with you.
So in through the nose, out through the mouth, or in through the nose, out through the nose?
In through the nose, out through the nose. Not quick, but just, yeah. You know, count slowly to maybe 4, 5, 6. Hold it in your nose for a little bit.
Okay.
And then out through the nose. Do a few of those, man.
All right.
You'll get over this, but this is scary. I get it.
No, I know. See, people know what I'm talking about. At least I get a couple people with some empathy here. It's not working yet. I think the pants off is really going
to
be the thing.
So you're going to have to do it during the break. You can't do it when you have to talk on the air.
No, no way. And the other thing I did, too, by the way, I don't know if you noticed, the thermostat is working. I pumped the thermostat way down. So I was getting hot. I was starting to sweat. So that's making me feel a little bit better.
And you're not going to want to wear your seatbelt.
No, absolutely not. I was thinking, too, like another thing that was giving me anxiety. I was like, this starts happening to me because Boomer and I are taking a car somewhere. So I was like, if this starts happening to me in the car and I have to take my shoes off and stuff, he's going to start killing me for it.
He'll just like, punch you and knock you out.
Yeah, right, exactly. Like, what a wuss. What are you doing? I started thinking about that. It just started snowballing the whole thing. It's not good, man. This is not good. I'm in a bad way. I don't know what's going on, but it's... Let me take my CBD and take the pants off and see if that helps. Boomer and Geo on the Fan at CBS Sports Network. You got a sports minute there for him there, Boomer, or what? Now, do I have to walk in? I'm going to have to walk in the hallway with no shoes on, so then I got to explain to everybody what the hell's going on, too.
There's no one here.
All right. I'll be right back.
Yeah, well, it's
you man, know. I am telling you. I don't mean to laugh, but I mean it's like it came out of nowhere.
It did. Well, he's been dealing with it for some time.
Whoa! Man,
all right.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.